Begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Samach Zayin, and begin on Amud Beis. We begin the new parak Kol Gadol. Give a taste of the Masla Kol Gadol. Taste is going on the opening halacha, the Mishnah, and actually on the next one after, where he quotes Kol Deik or Shabbos. If someone knows the essence of Shabbos, but he doesn't know that this is Shabbos, so Chayav Kol Shabbos for Shabbos v'chul, he's liable on every single Shabbos. Which place comes to ask on Rashi's interpretation, and he gives a different explanation. That is, the Mishnah said, whoever knows it's forbidden to do Shabbos. He knows Iker Shabbos. But he forgot that today is Shabbos, and he did many malachas on many different Shabbos, so he's liable for every single Shabbos one chatas. Now, Pesh, according to Rashi, explains, even though he did not have an awareness in between, and generally, you're not liable for many violations of the same sin. If there's no awareness in between, still says Rashi, we say, yomim shabin the time, haven yadiyah l'chalat. Just the fact that it was the weekdays, the 6 days of the week, in between the Shabbos, that's an awareness to differentiate. Because as Rashi says, she after shleishama bein the time, shayisiyam Shabbos. It's not possible that the person didn't hear that in the days in between that day was Shabbos. Therefore, he knows that what he had done in Malacha on the previous time was a Shabbos. Elishal niskab malachas. It's just that he didn't recall regarding the malachas that he did. That's the way the Rishayim, as Taisus understands in Rashi, that most definitely he knows that he did an action of a malacha on Shabbos, and therefore that's why they have the questions that they have in them, but other Rishayim actually learn in Rashi differently, and therefore they don't have these questions. But be that as it may, Taisus has the following question on Rashi. Which a lot of these questions are based on the fact that Rashi seems to say a svara, that it's based on logic, where of course you're having Yediyah Bein Tayyim just by the fact of having the week in between, so you know, and therefore you chai for each Shabbos separately. But the Rebbe Eliezer asks, because the Gemara later on the Iron Man base asks, says the following halacha. Katzer v'tochen k'gregus. If someone did ketzira, he detached something, and he did the malach of tchina, a different malach of grinding, and he did them k'gregus, which is the minimum measurement of the size of a dried fig to be liable for malacha of Shabbos. Now, the first time around, he did it b'shigigah Shabbos, where he forgot that today was Shabbos, b'zad malachas, but he knew that the malachas he's doing is forbidden. He just didn't know it's Shabbos. That was one time. Then b'chazir, then subsequently, b'katzir v'tachin k'gregus. Then again he did ketzir and techino in the size of a dried fig. Here it was the opposite way. B'zad and Shabbos, he was aware that it's Shabbos, but b'shigigah malachas, but he didn't realize that this was forbidden to be done on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the halacha is ketzira gereres ketzira. The reaping draws the reaping, but tchina gereres tchina, and the grinding draws the grinding. Pierce, what that means to say is that ve'in the chayv alachas, that one's going to be liable only for one liability in one karma chatzis, because the fact that he did one ketzira is included in the second ketzira, and the first tchina includes the second tchina too. Now, Tais explains the b'shabbas achas ayri. Obviously, and we're talking about that these two times was in one Shabbos. Why? Because the B'shtei Shabbos, there was two different Shabboses. There where he first did Ketzir and Dechina with Shiga Shabbos. And then again he did a different Shabbos with Zadon Shabbos. So then, Hayichayev time. For sure he would be liable for two liabilities. And the reason for that is because the Yom Shabbin and Tam having a deal of Chalik. Because the days in between would be considered an awareness to differentiate. Because, as Rashi said, that the days in between is the deal. Now, one thing that says, Amma, so you see, even though he had an awareness before the last time, before the second time he did the Ketzira, that Sha'isayim Shabbos, or that day is Shabbos, how do you know he had an awareness? Because, and the first time was that he was Shiga Shabbos. Then he had an awareness that it's Shabbos. How do we know that? Because Dabba Zad Shabbos. The second case we said is he's not anymore Shiga Shabbos at Zad Malachas. The second time it says that he did it deliberate, that he knew it was Shabbos, that he was Katzav Atachim, that he did the reaping and the grinding. That it was Shigas Malachas. And still you see, Afilahachi, even so, Loi have ye yediyah, it's quote unquote not a yediyah to create another liability. As we see, the Gemara is saying there's only going to be chayb one karmachadas. But Chashav Halamachad, it's considered like one lapse of awareness. What's the reason for that is? Because Kiman sins, even though he ultimately in that same Shabbos, before the second time, he becomes aware of Shabbos, but Shalai Noidul Shachata, but he never became aware that he sinned. Because there's more than one variable in regard to knowing that you sinned, Shari Sabisha Malacha Materis, because then he thought that the Malacha was permitted. So obviously, that even if someone has an awareness, if he doesn't know that he sinned, it's not considered an awareness. And the time of Mishum Dechsiv, Oy Hoyde Alav Chatasik. And what's the reason why he's going to be exempt and it's only going to be chai for one chatas, it's because the pasuk says, or he became aware of his sin, meaning, she'ilo yediyas chad, that he should know that he committed a sin. Now that's difficult on Rashi. He explained the reason why, if you have the week between from one Shabbos to another Shabbos, is he deal chalik, is based on the svar, because the person obviously, he obviously became aware, even though he didn't become aware. And here we see, no, that you have to have the yediyah to be mechalik, that's based on the pasuk, like we see, where if a person doesn't have an awareness, no, he's not going to be chayiv. It's only if he had an actual awareness, which again, is not like Rashi, who he said, that the fact that there was one Shabbos to another Shabbos, you don't have to actually have an awareness that you sinned. And here we see clearly you have to have an awareness that you sinned, because Rashi didn't have an awareness that he sinned, just that you know that there were 6 days in between. Oh, you must have known the Shabbos, but you didn't know that you sinned. So that's one question. Another question Rivam asks is the Gemara Mafkin LeMikra. That actually we find the Gemara that this liability that our Mishnah that Rashi has come to explain on this halacha, that you're liable every single Shabbos, is not from Svar like the way Rashi says it. It's based on the pasuk. And if it's like Rashi says, she has shloim noidle. It's not possible. You didn't find out. Lama lo kro. What do you need a pasuk for? As we'll see in the Gemara later on, that there's a pasuk. What do you need a pasuk? It's a svar. Another difficulty that he has is that not Perek Amrlin. Come on, Kriest up to Zayin and Al brings it. Amr Bekiva. So Shalati is Rabbi Yehesu. I asked Rabbi Yehesu. Aisim malachas harbe. If someone does a lot of malachas, bishabas harbe many shabbases. Mei malacha b'chulu. That's all in the semblance of one type of malacha in one life. So we're in this. What's the malacha? Is he liable one and all, or he's liable for each and every one, etc. So Amalei, Rabbi Yehesu responded to him. Says chayv kolachas va'achas. He's liable for every single one. And he says, how do I know this? Kabuchim from Nida, which as the Gemara explains, that just like Nida, which doesn't have many different ways of committing it, like Shabbos, who does Av Malachas and Taldas, and there's not that many sins because there's only one way to be liable Chatas, and even so, you chayv for each and every time one has the illicit relations with a Nida. So Shabbos, that has many different ways and many different sins, for sure you can be chayv in each and every one. Now, Pligi Hasim Amirab Gemara says Taisus, there's a Machlik Zamirab over there in the explaining, Hechim Baimene. Now, what was the question that he had asked Rabbi Eliezer? In other words, what was the situation of Malachas Haba Me'im Malacha Achas that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer? Chizda over there says that his question was, Shigas Shabbos? He didn't know what Shabbos. Bazad Malachas, but he knew on all the Shabbos that there was forbidden Malacha. Do we say that the days in between is Yedi L'chalik? And that he says that the days in between are Yedi L'chalik and never going to be Chabin every single time you did it. Now, Bakam B'Sev Shmaita and the Gemara at the end of that Sugya over there increases, concludes that the Amma that he says Shigas Shabbos was Adam Malachas. That, as we just described, that when you're not, he didn't know it was Shabbos, but he knew it was Malachas. Who did Bavim? That was Rabbi Kiva's question. Rabbi Eliezer, and the question was Iyam Shabbat in time having Nielachalik. If the days in between is considered an awareness to separate to make each one the separate liability, Oloi or not. So then the question is this: that Rabbi Eliezer said to him, "Oh, of course we know the answer to Kabbalah from Nidam, but if that was his question." So what Nida, what my Yom Shabbat Taimika? What is the intermediate days that applies by Nida? Nida is not like Shabbos. Between every Shabbos, there are days that are permitted to do Malacha. But a Nida, as long as she's a Nida, at all times she's forbidden. Mashan, the Gemara answers, yes, you do have the equivalent by Nida. Shabbat Le'abatavla, man had relations with the Nida, and she went to the Mikvah, and she was purified. So there was an intermediate time that she was permitted. Then Barasa, then she had another discharge of Nida. And again, as a Nida, he had relations with her. So you see, by Nida, there's also intermediate days that are permitted. Now, Bahasam, and over there by Nida, even if she delayed her immersion for many years and did not immerse herself in the mikvah, that would all be considered as one lapse of awareness because all one prohibition, which she never had an intermediate time that she's permitted. It's only when she did immerse herself in the mikvah. Then, when you have your mehet, there should be an attempt to be many days in between, which separates it into separate liabilities of a kamachatas. That Ava Bidliyad, even though he did not know in the intermediate days that either that she's Aser or that when he had relations with her, he didn't know if she's a Nida. Kimishi Adadam, it's like he did know. And therefore, the intermediate days are separating. Achinami Gabi Shabbos, and that's what he was answering, that here also by Shabbos, even though he did not hear that. That the day that he did Malacha was Shabbos, but you may have to ship in the time, the intermediate days of the 6 days of the week that are permitted, having a deal l'chalak, those are considered an awareness to separate them for separate liabilities. Why? Because the gzeres are kosev yishat tehei shmir l'chal Shabbos. It's a biblical decree that there's a separate shmirah for every single Shabbos. In other words, that if someone knows that the essence of Shabbos, you just forgot that today's Shabbos, as we learn later daf, we learn from the pasuk es Shabbosay sait tishmeru in the plural to say that every single Shabbos has its own separate shmira, which is that if a person is over by mistake, he brings a chatzis in every single Shabbos. So that's the difficulty that the Riz bring on Rashi. He says that the days in between Shabbos is Yedil Chalik, but here we see that it's most definitely that the person had the awareness, according to Rashi, that he says that it's considered Yedil Chalik, only because you know for sure that he heard it. Here you see it's nothing to do with that. Here we see that even if he didn't know, like by the days of Nidah, that even if he didn't know, it's just the actual days, like Gzeis HaKasav, which is, again, a lot of the theme of all these questions that he says in Rashi, is not based on the Svara. It's like Gzeis HaKasav. But now, once we introduce the Gemara increases, Taisa Betayim, it's a wonder. Because the Hasma within the Gemara increases, Yalv Rebbe Yezer Shabbos Me Nida. As we just explained, he learns out the laws of Shabbos from Nida. Now, Vagrab, but Taisa says, to the contrary, B'Shabbos Ksiv Kra, by Shabbos is we have the Pasuk to have many liabilities on many Chatois, like we said, Eshab Soisai. But Nida likes him, but Nida doesn't say that. How are we learning Shabbos from Nida? So, Menil Reed, it seems to the Reed, the Hadin Nafkala Mekrabbe Gemara, this is what we learn now. From a pasuk as Eshab Seisid Shmer in the Gemara, I was saying, no, you learn that Shabbos from Nida. Oh, that learns that Shabbos from Eshab Seisid Shmeru, Hainik Rebbe Eliezer, Reb Shimon the Hasan. That's like a different interpretation than the Gemara increases. Dhamma that he says that actually, like Kav Shal Reb Kiva Eliezer. It's not like the way we just explained it, that this was the question of Kiva from Eliezer, what's Halacha from Shabbos, and he responded from Nida. Ella rather, it was actually the opposite, that he asked him Habala Nida. He asked him a question regarding some relation with a Nida. And then again, and then again, neither with one level of awareness. He's liable every single prohibited act to be with the Nida. And that's what he says the opposite, that is Kavachama me Shabbos. Which Shabbos has only one warning, which is just one not to do with Malacha on Shabbos. It's one way. And Shabbos is not warned on the person, and still he's chai for every single Malacha. Kavachama to Nida, where it's two-way street. He's prohibited to have relations with the Nida, and he needs prohibited to have relations with him. We're for sure going to be in every single Biyah. So, Rashi, this word from Rashi, that it's just the intermediate days itself that's the Yedil Lachalik, where if we say for sure he became aware. Can I tell you, no, even if he did not become aware, it exists a custom that the days in between, they are what creates the Chiluk for the Chatois.